You guys, we are in the final week of our neuroscience series where we are learning how to build our business brain. In other words, rewire our brain to reach the next level of success in our business. Because as my mentor, Betsy Crony, says, you cannot outperform your programming. And so we have been in a six-week series. We've talked about everything from your brain's subconscious brain versus its conscious brain. We've talked about your brain's nine-time negativity bias. We've talked about your brain's reticular activating system. We've talked about how the Bible already told us what neuroscience is just now confirming. We've talked about so many things in this brain series, you guys. We've also talked about how your brain might be keeping you broke. And so if you need to go back and re-listen to any of those, I highly, highly encourage you to do that. But all of these episodes are leading up to today's finale, which is talking about the three techniques that I teach students in order to rewire their brains for the next level of success in their business. This is life-changing information. And I truly, truly mean that, because your brain is the single most important organ that is moving you either towards or away from success in your life, whether that's financial success, the success of your marriage, the success of your parenting, your health. Your brain is the single most important in all of that. And if you do not learn how to take your thoughts captive, like it tells us in scripture, and make them obedient to Christ, then your brain could be fighting you against all the things that the Lord has for you. So today we're going to go down into the three rewiring techniques that I teach students inside of my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which you can get access to down in the show notes by applying and joining High Ticket Powerhouse. You ready to hear the three rewiring techniques that I teach students? Grab a pen, grab a journal. Let's do it. Hey coach, welcome to the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast. Are you ready to get more consistent, high-ticket clients in your online coaching business without having to go through exhausting flopped launches? Are you constantly searching for podcast episodes, looking for that key to unlocking $10,000 months in your business? Do you have big dreams of becoming debt-free, going on more family vacations, and staying home with your kids? But right now, your business isn't even breaking $2,000 a month? Hey there, I'm Cami. I'm a Christian, a wife, and a soon-to-be mom. A few years ago, before I was known for being a high-ticket sales expert for online coaches, and before I founded my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, which offers some of the best marketing and sales strategy in the coaching industry, I was just your average online coach, struggling to get by. I didn't know how to get clients, make consistent money online, or get out of the painful cycle of living paycheck to paycheck and drowning in debt. And to make matters worse, my husband and I were struggling through years of infertility and needed tens of thousands of dollars to grow our family. Oh, and on top of that, student loans and credit card debt. Needless to say, financially, we were a sinking ship. My business needed to make money. My family depended on it. That's when I discovered the art of how to close high ticket sales. And the best part? You don't need thousands of Instagram followers or ever have to struggle through another duct-taped Instagram launch ever again. In this podcast, you'll find practical sales strategies to use in your own coaching business, biblical principles for the Christian entrepreneur, and a healthy dose of tough love. Because one thing you need to know about me, I don't sugarcoat it. My ultimate goal is to turn you into an absolute powerhouse at selling your high-ticket coaching online, so you can be a blessing to your family, a blessing to your clients, and create life-changing impact for the kingdom of heaven. So grab your Bible, your laptop, and let's get to work, because you were made for this. Before we dive into the three techniques that my powerhouse students learn in order to rewire their brain, I believe that we need to have a little bit of a recap. You have essentially two parts of your brain for the sake of this conversation. You have your conscious brain,
which is running only 1% to 10% of your life. This is your active thinking brain. When you're sitting down and you are writing out the objectives that you want to accomplish in your business, when you're creating a recipe or trying to follow a recipe in the kitchen, when you're actively thinking about anything, you're using your conscious brain. And it only runs 1% to 10% of your life. That's profound. Your subconscious brain is incredibly powerful. This is running 90 to 99% of your life. It is your behind the scenes brain. It's the brain that you default to. When I talk about your programming or your wiring, I'm talking about your subconscious brain. And here's how this can affect your business. If your subconscious brain is not wired to support the goals that your conscious brain is making, because remember, and I said that your conscious brain is the part of your brain that you're using when you're sitting down and you're writing objectives in your business. If your subconscious brain is not wired to support those goals, it will work to sabotage those goals and any effort you make towards achieving those goals. This is why, friends, mindset is so important in your business. It's not just the stuff you do every day. It's not just creating the content or getting on the sales calls or getting in the DMs. It is the wiring of your brain. Okay, I'm gonna give you a quick example. We're gonna jump into these three rewiring techniques. Let's say that your subconscious brain, okay, you deep down, you believe that you are not good enough, that you're not worthy of success, that money is bad. Okay. If that is your wiring currently, number one, be encouraged because you can rewire it. And we'll talk about that in a second. But if you leave it as it is and you don't rewire it, your subconscious brain will seek to sabotage your success. And it could look something like this. Never letting you enjoy the money that you earn. Once it comes into your bank account, you immediately look for ways to get rid of it. Looking for reasons to give refunds or give money away. Or not get paid for your services. Constantly worrying about if you're performing high enough for your clients. And I'm not talking about like occasionally like checking in with yourself and seeing if you can like support your clients even more. That's great. That's important. But constantly worrying about it is not good. You could be feeling like resistance to reaching out to potential clients in the DMs. It could be struggling to create the content and actually post it regularly and consistently. Or it could be a deep anxiety about raising your prices out of fear that you will disappoint your clients or maybe that somebody will reject you. Okay, this is not a complete list. Obviously, there's lots of other ways that this could reveal itself in your business. But the bottom line, and I hope that this is the point that you're getting across, your subconscious brain needs to be wired for success. Because as my mentor, Betsy Crony, says, you cannot outperform your programming. So this leads me to the finale of this series, the rewiring approach that I teach students inside of my program, High Ticket Powerhouse, and that you can get access to by applying down in the show notes, okay? So that you can learn how to rewire your brain for the next level of success in your coaching business. Number one, the technique that you would learn in Powerhouse is brain priming. Again, I learned this from my mentor, Betsy Crony. The act of recording and listening to positive affirmations that specifically contradict and break down negative belief patterns in our brain. If you are currently working against a whole bunch of negative limiting beliefs, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, money is bad, success is for other people and not for me, okay? We have to rewire that. And one way that we can do that, and it's incredibly powerful, is by brain priming. Now, when you do this, you're going to take your phone, you're going to record a voice note, and you're going to do this in your own voice. Interestingly enough, your own voice is the most powerful for your brain. Now, when you were an infant, a baby, and like maybe you didn't recognize like you didn't really have a voice, you weren't speaking yet, you didn't have like a voice that was like talking to you all the time in your head, at least to my understanding, at that point in your life, your parents' voice may have been the most profound voice to you. In which case, I'll tell you about something that I plan to do with our child, is I plan to record a brain priming voice note speaking life and encouragement over our daughter because at the beginning of her life, my voice, her father's voice, is what is going to be so profound in her mind. That's what's really going to be leading towards her programming, okay? Because she doesn't have, like, she's not talking yet like I am or like you are, okay? So I'm going to be recording a brain prime and playing it for her, speaking life and encouragement and scripture and beautiful things over her in hopes that she would at such a young age already start rewiring her brain to align with the word of God, to align with what the Lord says about her. However, if you're doing this later in life, like I did, like I didn't start doing this until my late 20s, you're going to record a voice memo on your phone and you're going to record affirmations. You can use scripture too. Scripture is incredibly powerful. It is alive. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. Okay. And as my mentor, Betsy Kearney, says, it will speak to your spirit. Okay. Because you're not just a mind. You're not just a body. You're a spirit as well. And so you're going to record these affirmations and you're going to listen to them twice per day, because if you heard me in the last episode, then you heard that your subconscious brain is most open to new information two times a day. And it's interestingly, we hear this in scripture. It says in scripture to meditate on the law of the Lord in the morning and the night. Well, not coincidentally, two times a day where your subconscious brain is most open to new wiring is right when you wake up and right before you fall asleep. So you're going to record this on your phone and you're going to listen to it right when you wake up, right before you fall asleep. And here's the thing, friends, it will take 67 consecutive days to rewire a new neurological pathway in your brain. So if you think that you're going to do this one or two times a week and see a difference, you're not. Okay. You have to do this work consistently. You need to do this work daily. And you have to be consistent with it. If you've been buying into this limiting belief for 5 years, do you really think that like it's going to be reworked doing it two times a week, like, I don't know, for like a month? It doesn't work that way. You may have been working against limiting beliefs that you've been thinking about for years subconsciously. Okay. It's going to take some time. So that is rewiring technique number one, brain priming. And you'll learn in depth how to do that inside of High Ticket Powerhouse. So go apply down in the show notes. Number two, the second technique that you're going to learn how to do is visualization. This is the act of intentionally focusing your brain in the direction of your goals through meditating on mental imagery. You have been given this fantastic gift of an imagination. It is not an accident. It's not a coincidence. Your imagination, like, which the core word of that is image, by the way, like creating like an image in your mind, was given to you by the Lord. Visualization is fascinating. I learned recently that, well, first of all, repetition is the name of the game when it comes to rewiring your brain, okay? You got to do things over and over and over and over, hence brain priming, the 67 days consecutively that it takes to rewire a new neurological pathway. Same thing with visualization. What I learned recently is that your brain doesn't necessarily know the difference between when you're sitting and visualizing something and your actual reality. Now, how could that possibly work in your favor? Well, remember, friends, your reticular activating system. If you are imagining in great detail your goals and accomplishing those goals, and your brain becomes aware of, hey, my human wants this thing, what is it going to do? It's going to scan your environment to look for opportunities to bring you closer to achieving that goal. Okay? This is incredibly powerful. And visualization is another, like I said, rewiring technique that you can use to rewire your brain for the next level of success. Yes, in your business, but also just your life in general, period. Like to envision a healthier marriage, to envision a healthier lifestyle, okay? You can use visualization. Lastly, the third approach that is discussed inside of High Ticket Powerhouse to rewire your brain to work for you instead of fighting you in your business is redirecting your thought patterns. Now, like I told you, you're going to be listening to your brain prime right in the morning and right before you go to sleep. However, there's lots of other moments throughout the day. And I believe my mentor, Betsy Kearney, said that you have like maybe like 70,000 thoughts a day around there. So it would be irrational for us to think that, hey, if I'm doing my brain prime in the morning and in the night, then the rest of those, you know, 70-ish round 1,000 thoughts are just naturally going to line up. No, we still have to take our thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ, like scripture says. So how do we do that? By redirecting our thought patterns. Now, this starts with awareness. If you're going to redirect a thought away from negative belief patterns and towards positive belief patterns, you can't change anything that you're not aware of. So first off, you have to become aware. Okay. You have to become hyper aware of when are you stuck in this cycle of negativity? When are those thoughts creeping up for you? And once you become aware of them, you are consciously transitioning your thoughts to your new desired belief when they default back to prior programming. I think of it this way. If you were teaching your child how to ride a bike, they're very new to this. They're very new to operating this, like this machinery here, and they're pedaling, they have the training wheels on, but they're having trouble kind of like doing everything all at once. And all of a sudden you kind of start noticing your child kind of, their steering wheels are starting to go towards the grass instead of the sidewalk. And what do you do as a parent? Do you get mad at them? No, of course not. So don't get mad at yourself when you are redirecting your thought patterns. You're learning, okay? Just like a child is learning how to ride a bike. You go up behind the child and you gently place your hands on theirs, on the steering wheels, and you gently steer them back away from the grass and back towards the sidewalk. And that is the most beautiful image that I'm thinking of when I think about redirecting our thought patterns, not getting mad at ourselves for defaulting back to the programming that we may have been thinking of for the last however many years, but just gently redirecting our thoughts back to, hey, no, we're not going down that path. We're going down this path, okay? Redirecting it to the new desired belief pattern that you have. So let's recap here. Rewiring techniques. Number one, brain priming, okay? The act of recording and listening to positive affirmations that contradict and break down negative belief patterns in our brain. You're gonna listen to that twice a day, in the morning right when you wake up and right before you go to sleep. Take 67 consecutive days to rewire a new neurological pathway. Number two, visualization. The act of intentionally focusing your brain in the direction of your goals through meditating on mental imagery. Hence, imagination, imagery, the word image there, okay? And really try to use your senses. That's another thing that my mentor, Betsy Crony, says. Like, try to use your senses. Like, what do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What do you feel, okay? And lastly, redirecting your thought patterns, which is consciously transitioning your thoughts to your new desired belief when they default to prior programming. Okay? Friends, this is incredibly powerful work. And if you commit to this work, it will change your life. Okay? And I will help you do that inside of Hide to Your Powerhouse. I'll help you rewire your brain to work for you instead of fighting you in your business. Because friends, maybe you've been doing all the right marketing and sales tactics, but if your brain is not wired to support the goals that you're trying to achieve, then your subconscious brain will look to sabotage them. Okay? So go down in the show notes, click apply to Powerhouse, book your call. Now again, when you're hearing this, who knows? I could be in labor like right now when you guys are hearing this. I'm recording this on March 8th. I'm due on April 14th. Who knows when this little girl is coming, okay? So when you click on that link and you go to book your time to get on a call with me and you apply, if you see a time slot there, book it, okay? And if you have to wait a couple weeks, that's fine, book it, okay? Get on my calendar for when I come back from maternity leave so that you can get access to this life-changing information. And when you join Powerhouse, those who join and actually do the steps that we teach, they are guaranteed to close nearly $14,000 in sales. You need to be in this program, friend. Go down in the show notes, click to apply, and I'll see you there. Thank you so much for joining me in this 6-week negotiation series. This has been so incredible. Next week, we have a few kind of different types of episodes that are going to be coming up, and then we're going to jump into another series all about negotiation. So stay tuned, go down to the show notes, apply to Powerhouse, and I'll see you there.
Hey, Coach. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you got exactly what you needed to hear, even if it stung a little. Every week, I am committed to showing up here on the show and bringing you not one, but two value-packed episodes to help you grow deeper in your faith, build a profitable coaching business, and become an absolute powerhouse at getting high-ticket coaching clients online. And the number one way that you can support the Bibles, Babies, and Business podcast is by taking 30 seconds to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and then share this show with a friend. Thank you for partnering with me to get these episodes out to as many online coaches as possible, because the world needs more powerhouse women building online coaching businesses for the kingdom of heaven. I appreciate you, I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode.